This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine getting a call from the groomer. Your dog has disappeared.
Not to brag or anything, but she's a pretty cute dog, you know? It's so easy for someone to just keep her. And I never see my baby again because somebody messed up at their job.
What a nightmare. November 15th, this is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Welcome to Friday. And also coming up, something deadlier than fentanyl is now in the drug supply.
The amount of fentanyl that would fit on the tip of a pen, you know, is deadly. And with nitazenes being even more potent, I don't have to explain that.
And first she was missing, then she wasn't. Now we know what happened to an LA actress.
We know she's a part of a cult. We know that this organized group is not allowing her her phone.
It's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. As a dog owner, this one got me when the tip first came into the newsroom. This person called and said they brought their dog to the groomer in Long Beach. They get a call from the groomer. Your dog's gone. We can't find her. Natalie Tavidian, you talked with these people who have got to be out of their minds.
I just met with Aubrey and her mom, Cynthia. It's been about 24 hours now since they last saw their dog, Betty Lou. She's about a 20-pound Kokani. Sort of looks like a mini golden retriever slash fox. Here's what they believe happened based on what they were told. They dropped off their dog at Petco in Lakewood. They've taken their dog there before because they like the groomers. And then not too long after, received a phone call from management telling them that their dog had run off. This is Aubrey. She tells me that she was gifted the dog from her grandfather on her 16th birthday. She's 20 years old now and says her pup was her connection to her grandfather, who since passed, and he had told her to never lose her dog.
Very strong. I understand she's kind of fast because she's scared. She's young. She's skittish, you know, and I'm so worried about her because she could be out there anywhere, you know, like she, for all I know, she could not even be with us anymore. Because she's running across Main Street, you know, she's a, you know, not to brag or anything, but she's a pretty cute dog, you know. It's so easy for someone to just keep her. And I never see my baby again because somebody messed up at their job. I am extremely worried that I'll never see her again because, you know, I know that most of the time people get reunited with their dogs and it's good to keep a positive attitude, but, you know, there's still that worry there. There's still that possibility there that she could get hit by a car. She could get, you know, hurt by a coyote. She could be picked up by someone who was like, oh, look at this dog, and then just keep her.
So she says a million things are running through her mind, her family's mind. They were told that Petco staff and management has launched a search, even hiring a professional tracker. But so far, Rob, no sign of the dog. They also tell me that they'd like to see the security footage, but haven't been given access to it. And the family saying they are not losing hope. Now, I have reached out to Petco and I'm waiting for a response.
We'll give you the update on Monday if Petco gets back to us on that, and, of course, whether or not they find the dog. From a missing dog to a missing actress, at least we thought she was missing. It was kind of a weird story all week. The police were saying, no, she's not missing. The family was saying, yes, she is. Well, now everybody's on the same page. Chanel Maya Banks is alive, we think, in Texas. Her cousin, Danielle Torrey Singh, tells our Craig Figner that she's been seen in a YouTube video that was posted by a wacky religious cult.
We know how these things go. This is not the first time a woman has gone missing in L.A. and saying, don't contact me. We know she's a part of a cult. We know that this organized group is not allowing her her phone.
In the YouTube video connected to what sounds like a religious organization that you're unfamiliar with, you see her walk, and you said you saw the woman in that video with a purse that you know your cousin to own and have. Is that what makes you believe that she's still alive?
She is still alive, yes, because she looked directly at the camera. It wasn't like it was a side profile or the back of her or just her purse. I saw my cousin's face. She walked across the screen and looked at the camera and continued walking. I think that is a telltale sign that she wanted us to know where she is.
Chanel Banks has been in Blue Bloods and a couple other things. She was reported missing on October 30th. LAPD closed the case on Wednesday after the San Antonio police apparently went to check and found her. Her cousin says while she's satisfied that she's alive, she's not convinced she's well. Yet another deadly drug to worry about making its way into the recreational drug supply. Obviously, everybody is concerned about fentanyl. And then we told you about xylazine, also called Trank. Well, now we're hearing that drug dealers are mixing something even deadlier into the drug supply. Emily Valdez has been following this and talked to her contact at the DEA about it.
Nitazines were created way back in the 50s as a painkiller, but they were too powerful and never FDA approved. Now they're being made in illegal drug labs and mixed with cocaine, meth, heroin, and counterfeit pills. They've been found in street drugs in the U.S. and Europe.
Anytime there's a developing trend, we're going to be very concerned.
Matthew Allen is a special agent in charge of the DEA in Los Angeles. He says right now, nitazines have been found mostly in street drugs on the East Coast and Midwest, but he expects they'll soon be in Southern California, the same track that fentanyl took.
The thing is, the people who are dealing in fentanyl, who are making the fentanyl, those are the people that are going to be doing the nitazines as well.
Allen says nitazines are a synthetic opiate, so naloxone may work on them in case of an overdose, but a fentanyl test strip won't detect them.
Which is not good news, because a lot of people depend on fentanyl test strips to assure themselves that drugs are safe to take. X is suing California over a new law that requires social platforms to remove or change misleading election content. X is arguing that the law, which would force them to censor certain posts, violates the First Amendment. The new law in California requires social platforms with at least 1 million users to remove misleading content. X says it gives the state way too much control over what content's allowed on the platform, limits free speech, especially when it comes to political discussions. Big heavyweight boxing matchup on Netflix tonight between Jake Paul, the actor and influencer, and the former champ Mike Tyson. Again, it's on Netflix. It's not a pay-per-view thing, so it could break records. And Pete Demetrio went out to talk to some local boxers about what they think.
At Lakos Boxing Club, 59-year-old Andrew, who boxes and trains to stay in shape, is rooting for Mike Tyson but sees advantages for Jake Paul.
Obviously, his youth, his stamina, you know, he's in great shape. He does have some experience now, you know, he's fought some pretty hard fighters, so he's, I don't know.
Can that really stand up against Mike Tyson's decades of experience, though?
that's where I think Tyson's experience, and that when he just unleashes, I don't think Jake Paul's ever been hit that hard before.
Youth and strength versus age and cunning. It'll be an interesting match in Texas.
Yeah, we talked with somebody in Mike Tyson's corner, his former social media manager, Gary Frader. Gary had this reaction to the slap that Tyson gave Jake Paul during the weigh-in, which a lot of people saw as staged.
I mean, it was hype, but Mike Tyson has bad feet. So, like, I think Jake Paul stepped on his foot, and or maybe he has bad toes or something, and that's what happened, because that's what I know. But as far as just the demeanor, I think Mike is ready. I mean, you're in fight mode. You're in battle mode. You're ready for war at the end of the day. You're going in there. You're stepping up against a man that's been training for you for 8 to 12 weeks.
Okay, so what does this mean about boxing in this country? Gary's in his 20s. He says the fight has caught the nation's imagination.
Jake Paul is the biggest content creator. He knows how to garner eyeballs. My friends who don't care about combat sports, they don't care about YouTube or boxing or any of that kind of stuff, they know who Jake Paul is. They have an opinion on Jake Paul. And obviously, the older generation in the 80s and 90s remember that prime Mike Tyson. So this kind of combines everybody. And I think this is just a big event. And ultimately, Mike Tyson, he's always been somebody that loves the spotlight.
Yeah, he's on Team Tyson, but still thinks he's going to lose because at 58, he is just too old. And coming up in just a second, we will tell you why you should not sit for too long on the toilet.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some new research out about bathroom habits. Doctors are saying don't resist the urge to go, just don't stay too long on the toilet.
Hemorrhoids and weakened pelvic muscles are just two of the problems caused by spending too much time on the toilet.
What I'm more concerned with is that if there's a change that you're finding the need to sit on the toilet for a long time, it could reflect that there's another underlying problem that's making that happen.
City of Hope's Dr. Lance Urodomo, an intervention gastroenterologist, says 6 minutes should do it when making deposits.
Make going to the bathroom about going to the bathroom, right? Take the phone and scrolling or, you know, reading materials in there will just have potentially give you the potential for losing track of time and you end up sitting there for a long time.
He says if you're constipated and have a tough time going, eat more fiber and exercise. But if the problem persists, see a doctor.
It's Karen Adams with the good advice, and that's the LA Local for this Friday, the 15th of November, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM is where you can find us constantly, and on the Odyssey app to search KNX News, and by asking your smart speaker to play KNX News. Also, follow the LA Local, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows, particularly if you're listening to this in an article on knxnews.com. We'd love to have you as a follower. You get the show every weekday afternoon. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday. I'm Alex Silverman. See ya.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.